Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In my mind, I'm gone.
Are you going to show these guys how you sing?
No, man. It's James Taylor. These guys are like James Taylor. They don't even know who James Taylor is. I could sing it, but.
We are in the NIL era, so let me give them a lesson here. A lot of it's about sponsorships. So you treat your sponsors well, and here we go. Our show is brought to you by Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill.
Sounds good. Huh? Not bad at all.
Yeah.
By the way, Bubba Bolden joins us, and Mike Harley, as they're up here, as with us here in Charlotte for the ACC football kickoff. That's always fun here because you know right after this, it's time to – right around the corner to get busy. Hey, both you guys decided to come back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just talk about the decision, if you would. Like, it seemed like Derek King quickly said, hey, guys, I'm coming back. Did you guys all get together and talk about it? Guys both probably going to get drafted last year.
Yeah, I mean, we all came together and talked about it, and we all felt it was the best decision for us, you know, for this program, for us as individuals. And, you know, Coach Diaz has a very good thing going on here at this university, so we felt like coming back another year would definitely just help us and not hurt us in no type of way. So that's what we did, and we came back, and we've been grinding it out.
Yeah, it's because guys like yourself and some other guys decide to come back. This team's got a lot of experience. I don't remember a UM team having this much experience, where you guys have had so many guys play so much football. How can that help you as you get set to play against Alabama?
Just, you know, guys that been in college, you know, more than 2-3 years, you know, they've been through the ups and downs, adversity, so we know how to handle, you know, anything coming into a game. You know, if we face adversity first quarter, you know, if we're down or if we up, you know what I'm saying, just stay home and just, like, keep playing, stay level-headed, and just, we've been teaching the young guys this all off-season, you know, so.
Mike, I got to ask you, of course, Mike Harley went to St. Thomas Aquinas, and Bubba, you went to Gorman, both powerhouses, two of the top schools in the country for high school. You really got things turned around, man. There for a while, and then what happened? One day you, like, woke up, and it was like you become one of the top receivers. What changed? I always curious that you took your game as a wide receiver to the next level.
Honestly, I was taking it for granted. You know, I was just there. Yeah, I'm starting receiver at University of Miami. I wasn't putting the extra in. And it happened before Clemson game. I was in the hotel room by myself. You know, I was having a conversation with God. And, you know, our prayers be quick, but it really was like a 10-20-minute conversation. And I was just talking. I just felt a cold wind chill just breeze through the room. And I just felt like he was there with me listening. So, you know, after the Clemson game, the results happened. And come to practice Sunday, and I was just locked and loaded, standing at the practice, catching 100 jugs. Man, just working hard. I'm talking about finishing every rep to the end zone, just coming back. And I was just pushing myself to the extra limit. And I just knew, like, I just had to turn around.
Been a great story. I mean, what you did and the clutch catches and everything. And Bubba, for you, after having such a good season, I think a lot of people thought he's done, all right. He's been through this whole thing. He wants to get paid. I was a little surprised that you did decide to come back, and as you know, with everything, what was the final thing that you just feel like there was still work to be done? You could get better. What was your thought?
So I mean, a lot of people don't know, but last year was my first full season playing football.
Wow, I did not know that.
As a starting safety, you know, and I didn't start the whole season. You know, there was certain games that I started, but last year was my first full season playing at my position, you know. The year before that, I broke my leg. And the year before that, I wasn't playing. The year before that, I was a special teams guy at USC. So I felt like, you know, going off 1 year and not being fully consistent, you know, I felt like another year would definitely do me justice. And coming back, and I'm never satisfied with being in second place, third place. I want to be a first-round guy. And I felt like coming back was the only way I would be able to do that and accomplish my goals, you know. So I had plenty of talks with Coach Diaz, my family, and we just felt it was best for me to come back. And I did it, and I took advantage of this. And, you know, I'm getting my body right, my mind right, and I'm ready to go in a couple weeks for fall camp.
You guys ever look around on offense and defense and go, I mean, you guys are all recruited by a lot of schools.
Yeah.
It's four and five, a lot of you, four and five-star, three-star, four.
Yeah.
But guys that have been top recruits, so you look around and go, you know what? There's no reason we can't, with everybody coming back, for the most part, mm-hmm. most starters, we can't be really good. Is that the thought from coming off the 8-3 season? You know, it was disappointing at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that. We knew that last year with the guys we had that we could be a good team. And just having everyone come back and not really losing a step, you know, we lost a couple of guys in certain positions, but I feel like we got some guys that can step up and fill those places. So we just have a mindset. Our mindset is so different this year.
Yep.
You know, me and Mike go against each other every day.
Yep.
But he's the only person I go against because I know he's going to get me better. I know he know I'm going to get him better. And it's just the competition is so there. In every spot, no one feels safe.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a guy like me, I don't feel safe in my spot.
Exactly.
That's just how our mindset is, and I feel like that's what's pushing us to be a great team.
My mindset is like, why not us? You know?
Yeah.
Why not us? Don't count us out yet. You know what I'm saying? It's just preseason, so you see all the rankings, and that don't mean anything, man. We're working.
Yeah.
And like, as he said, I don't feel safe at all because, you know, I have young guys like Xavier Schreppo and just younger guys just like working hard just as me, so. And the young freshman guys watching me work, so it's like I got to go extra harder because my spot can get took, you know. So,
fellas, we got about 6 weeks until Alabama.
Yeah.
Are you guys thinking about what that might be like when you take the field, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 75,000 fans? Mm-hmm. You're wearing the orange and white. You look across the field. You're going against the defending champs. And maybe you know something about Bryce Taylor as well.
Yeah, I mean, I know some guys over there, but our mindset right now is on a now, you know.
Yep.
We're so stuck in a moment right now, stuck on getting better every day, getting our team together, you know, building a bond and a chemistry between our team. So, you know, we focus on it now, and when that time comes, we'll focus on Alabama.
Yep.
But right now,
just, you know, pumping iron, you know, doing a little things right, going to class. Cleaning up the locker rooms and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Just little things take us very far, you know?
Just coming.
It all adds up.
Not coming late to workouts or meetings and things. So we just focusing on the now, as Bubba say.
I wanted to ask you real quickly, Bubba. Manny Diaz becoming your defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
The mindset for the players, it seemed like when the decision was made and Manny goes, I'm going back to the defense.
Yeah.
Besides being the head coach. I mean, a lot of guys were fired up.
That was a big deal. And, I mean, you know, last year – He was over there with the defense, but I feel like him, you know, you've seen what he's done in the past as a defense coordinator, and you know him bringing that back, I feel like gives a lot of people confidence, and just security that you know our head coach is also our defense coordinator, and you know he makes the right calls, and we all trust him. So I feel like it's the best for everybody.
Well, listen, before I let you guys go, and I didn't even get in the NIL stuff because I wanted to get in the football stuff, but. What happens when Gorman and St. Thomas play each other on one of those national TV games that seems to always pop up? What happens?
I think what happened last time.
I don't know, but I know there's a lot of talent on the field. Boy. You guys. Hey, Bubba, Mike, thank you guys.
Appreciate you guys.
Spending some time. I don't know how we're going to do it, man, but we got to get you on the radio in the regular season too, man.
Yeah.
So
sometime,
so
whenever.
Love to have you. Good luck, you guys, to both of you, man.
Yes, sir.
Coming back and watching to see what this thing's going to look like in the ACC as well as Alabama and everything else. So good luck. Take that NIL thing. Anything you can make, you guys make while you're at it too.
Yes, sir.
Might as well put a few bucks in your pocket too.
Got
that. Hey, that quarterback here, he got this thing figured out. I'm calling him for a job here pretty soon, man.
Hey.
You know,
yeah.
You're talking to the king of sponsors right here.
Hey.
Help us out.
Yeah. Help us out. I'm going to be hanging out with you guys at one of these clubs that we go to. That you guys set up one of those things.
Yeah.
I'll run. Right. I don't know. Does older women go to those things? Probably not, man.
Man.
I wouldn't do very well with that. Hey, anyway, I don't want to get you guys in trouble. Hey, both of you, thank you very much. We got to take a quick break here. Derek King's going to join us. When we come back, we'll talk to the quarterback and the leader of this thing coming back. Going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, guys. We'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.